Parshas Vayetze. Vayelech Ruvain b'meik tzirchitim, and Ruvain goes during the times of the harvest season. Vayisa dudoyim, and he finds jasmines, these beautiful leaves, very nice leaves, green leaves. Vasada in the field. Don't get any idea, but Vayove oisim aleya. And he brings them to Leah, Imoy. He brings them Leah to Leah, his mother. Vatoimer Rochel Leah. Rochel says to Leah, Tni no li mi dudoe b'neich. Give me from the dudoe b'neich, the dudoim of your son. Rochel asks Leah, before she say that, she said, the schooler, this. What she wanted from those jasmines that her son had collected. So listen to what Leah says of Bosai. This pasuk is so fascinating. It's a part from the I don't know who says it, but he must have said this part. It's such a powerful part of Bosai. Listen to this part, Zevi. Listen to a powerful pasuk. Vatoimelo, Leah says to Rocha, Hamaat kachtech es ishi, velo kachas gam es dudo ebeni. Isn't it enough that you take my husband? That you also want to take the flowers that my son brought me? This was the response of Leah to Rachel asking for the flowers. And the Mephoreshim, the Bali Musar, are fascinated by this response of Leah. It's fascinating. What's Leah saying? Rachel, you take my husband. And the first one, Masbir, that Rachel was the Iker, Akeres Habayis, she was the Iker wife to Yaakov. Yaakov had his bed in her tent, the Iker, he would also be with Leah also. But Hamaat Kachtechas Ishi, you take, isn't it enough that you take my husband from me? That you also take my flowers? That was her response to Leah's asking for the flowers. And the question is this the proper response? Does this make sense? Who gave Leah this husband called Yaakov? Who is responsible for Leah's being married to Yaakov? How did it come about? I hope we all know the story, Rabbi Yisrael. The story goes, Chazal tell us, that Rachel, Yaakov wanted to marry Rachel. And he said to Lavan very carefully, I'm going to work 7 years, the contract was, B'Rachel Bitcho Haktana. He spoke it out to the last detail. Your daughter, Rachel, the youngest one. And he couldn't play any tricks. And yet he played a trick that night. And everybody knows the famous story. Unbelievable story. That night, he dressed up Leah in a gown. And Rachel knew one thing. Everything's all good. He's trying to trick him. He put over her head a scarf. That's what we check there. We do the bedekin to make sure to check if the right collar. But he put over those times, he didn't have the bedekin yet.
What was
Lovington doing that? He wanted to gain. He knew maybe he'll marry off. That's what he did. The next thing he married.
He
met 7 years. Got another 7 years of work out of Yaakov. It was good work, Yaakov. Oh, was that? He didn't know about Simon. So Yaakov and Rachel had planned that he didn't know about them. He thought Lovington just thought, they'll get married. He didn't know it's the smart.
Why do you think that he did more? He made a deal with Yaakov.
Yeah, I said, but he knew that Yaakov loved Rachel, so he knew that he'll go after another one. So Mekitza, he's coming to the chuppah, and Lavan doesn't know, and Leah doesn't know, that Yaakov and Rachel already had made Simona between them. And Rachel sees her sister going to marry the one that she was supposed to be married to. But you can't imagine. You can't imagine, Rabbi. You cannot imagine. This is a Lamaisa different shmooze, Rabbi said, but I mean, once we're talking about the topic, Lamaisa, we know that the all of us are going to come, and everybody's going to come. At that time, to Kodesh Baruch Hu, when Klai Yisrael going to Golis. And Kodesh Baruch Hu hear the tefillah of Rachel Imenu. Mama Rachel cried for them again. Everybody knows the song. You know, this is from all this. The others who came to Mekayim Okala Torah Kula and all the thing. But this Maisa that Rachel did was beyond the capacity of understanding. Her husband. Her husband. She's giving it away. She's giving it away not to embarrass her sister. Her wedding day was supposed to be that night. She was supposed to be married to this man. And she didn't know for sure what's going to be. In her mind, maybe it wasn't going to be. But at the end of the day, she now was going to lose, because she didn't know if her lover's going to do it or not do it. Maybe he's not going to marry two sisters. Who knows what's going to happen? And here she goes ahead and she gives the simanim. And the Torah Chazal tell us that this is going to be the tool, the weapon, that Hashem's going to answer when Hashem's telling us in the Golas that we're not right. We deserve the Golas. And the Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to see the tears of Rachel Imenu. And Rachel Imenu says, wipe away those tears, Rachel. The Shavu Vonam, the Gvulam, they're going to come back one day. If you could do it, Shusha Maisa, if you could see your own sister walking away with your husband, if you could take bear the pain of the person that you were supposed to be married to, being with somebody else, and you can keep quiet, but I won't keep quiet, but sit there and not cause her shame by giving the simanim over to her, then I could be meichel the yidin for the averes they did with me. The shavu one of the gold, they're going to come back, Rachel. Don't worry. Stop crying, Rachel. You made them. We'll come back one day. Such a powerful forum, but that is itself a shmooze in itself. And I spoke about this shmooze once before. But at the end of the day, Rabbi, now that we know this story, how could it be, effective Vali Musa, that Leah says to Rachel, what? Isn't it enough that you took my husband? You also want my jasmines? What kind of sign is that, Rabbi Yisrael? Who gave you the husband in the first place? Who was Mavater? Who went beyond the call of duty, beyond the imagination, beyond the comprehension of a human being, and gave you over the opportunity to marry the man, this man, Rachel, and you're saying, isn't it enough that you took my husband from me? You take my husband from me all the time? It's my husband. The Baal Musi said, unbelievable part to answer this question. There's two ways to do chesed in the world of Musi. Two ways to do chesed. A person can do chesed and he wants everybody to know that you owe him one for it. I give you a favor. You owe me one, man. Meaning you do a chesed, and the purpose of chesed is really for your own purpose. You want to pay back. Eventually, maybe not right away, maybe you do want it right away, but if you're a little bit more about chesed, you want an eventual payback. You'll do a favor for your friend, neighbor, because you know eventually you'll get paid back. And you want that payback. That's what you're thinking about when you're doing it. Not only do you want it, but you're going to mention it. And you make them be aware of it. That you did them the favor. But there's another type of chesed. There's another type of Baal chesed. There's another type who loves chesed with their only interest. The 100% interest with every ounce and fiber of their being is they want to do chesed. They want to emulate a Kodesh Baruch Hu. They're in this world to do for somebody else. So much so that by them the favor, by doing the favor for you, you're doing them the favor. They make you feel as if you are doing them the favor by letting you do the favor for them. Here's Evi. It's a different whole level. They just want to do chesed. They want to have the opportunity to do chesed. They can't get enough of chesed. The whole fiber of being wants to do chesed. I just want to do for others. Do me a favor. Let me do chesed for you. They make you feel that they're doing you the favor. Zok the Mefarshim. This was Leah. This was Rachel. It's not only she gave over, but she made it feel to learn to run to Leah that she was doing her the favor of letting her give her husband over and giving the chesed that she could give her husband over to Leah at that interval. So Leah was so in belief that Rachel had done her, that Rachel wanted so much that she should be her husband, that Leah should be the husband of Yaakov. And she was doing a favor by letting that happen, by taking the simana. I mean, Leah could have said, I don't want to take the simana. What do you mean? I don't want to go through this. But Rachel made her feel, no, you're doing me the biggest pleasure. It's the biggest chus for me. It's of letting you do this favor, of letting me do this favor. It's a favor for me that ingrained in and Leah the feeling that it's her husband. Hamad kachtech as ishi. Taking my husband, because Rachel made Leah feel that Rachel's not doing the favor for Leah, that Leah is doing the favor for Rachel by taking her husband. She made her feel that this is the right thing to do, and she wanted so badly that it's her husband. So therefore, Leah times is now very geshmak hamakach techasishi. What a powerful word for the Bali Musa Rabbi said. Who's doing who the favor? And it's be'etzem how you sort in the sort of what chesed is. People have to get ingrained in their minds, in their hearts, in their souls, in their being. What is chesed? Chesed is not just what I get. When we live egotistical, when we live for our own lives, even when we do chesed, it becomes a chesed because I'm going to gain from this chesed. I'm going to do it because people are going to look at me this way. I'm going to do it because I'm going to find favor in that person's eyes. He's going to do something for me. That's not real chesed, person. That's not avas chesed. The Torah wants us to have avas chesed. That chesed should be our make, our essence. That we should love to do for chesed, person. That we should feel we're doing the favor for you, person. I mentioned many times in the last weeks, person. I'm still, every time I read the book, I'm fascinated, person. I hold every bacha, especially those who are fearful, who think they're going out to be balabatim. You should read this new book from an article called Shloim Yubayisai. I told a few people to read it. I hold it should be a textbook for those who want to be Balabatim, who want to be TSs. But Rebbe, I don't think, full-time learning for me, I'm going to be a total TS, a total supporter. I want to be a total supporter? Don't worry, Rebbe. You'll see. But Mice, at the end of the day, Yubayisai, we do see who really, really wants to be just a cop-out. We really did. He holds us in that, but he can't learn a full day. But at the same time, he does want it with full, with all his energies, with all his strengths. He wants to support Torah. He wants to do chesed. He wants to do things, the right thing. He wants to emulate HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to fill out his purpose in this world. Not be a person self, everything's into himself, a person self-occupied. This, if you look, read this book by Shlomi Groyser, it says Zatzal. It's unbelievable. Every time I read another story, it's so fascinating. So fascinating. He said, a Yid came to him. So many stories about it, one after the next, how much money he gave out of it without knowing it. People didn't know about it. Today, everybody wants you to know about what he's doing. You know, if he gives a big donation, here it is, his name's on the board. The Maestro isn't in the line, the Maestro is in the line, it's not good work that other people should give. But people who want it after, because they're all doing it for the covet. The honor, they want people to know that they gave stock because they want to be looked upon a certain way. At the end of the book, he read a story of a guy, a kid came to his father and said, Tao, make a chasana. You make a chasana so you don't have so much money. How much money do you think you'll need for this wedding? So the father says, I don't know where I'm going to come up with it. I said, I'll probably be around 25 grand. So he says, don't worry, somebody just gave me an envelope. And then so it was 25 grand. He doesn't want you to know who it is. And so one after the next, the stories in that book was like how he did things without anybody knowing. No one to know. That shows it's real because he wants his essence to do chesed. But the Yid came over to him and said, I want to thank you. He came over a donation again. There was some stock thing. He gave a very generous check. He says, I want to thank you for the check. He says, don't thank me. It's not my money. It belongs to Hashem. But he said, listen, I want to tell you just one thing. If the wheels are turned next year, The tables are turned. And I'm the one who needs the stalker. You're the one who has it. Make sure you also realize this, you son. Such a powerful force. I told you the guy's collecting money. He's collecting so much, he doesn't appreciate that. The person's giving it also, you know. But at the end of the day, Rabbi Yisai, at the end of the day, that's the Yisai. He understands that it's a Kodesh Baruch's money and he's giving it out. He's a pipe, a channel to which a Kodesh Baruch's do giving it to us. So what's our aspect of it? To learn to be givers. That's the Yisai. The Gemara says in Baba Kama, in Baba Basra. In a Kodesh Baruch's Oyev, Shaul Turnarufus Arosha as Rabbi Kiva. In a Kodesh Baruch's Oyev as Aniya. Hashem loves the Aniya. Hashem loves Damir. Why is he Mephanis then? It's a fella. You have Indian running around. He can't put bread on the table. Kids with no clothes, no shoes, torn shoes. Why is Hashem? Hashem loves Damir. He says so many psukim. Hashem cares that. Why is he Mephanis then? So after Gemara, because he gives the money to the Ashir, that they should, Hashem should have the money. They should be able to give it out. The Ashir had the money. Why should it be Rabbi Zeichel? We think it because, you know, we have the Ashkofa of the world, that a person has to be rich. It's the wealthy, so you buy more cars. But what's the etzma shkof of why a person has more money than he really needs? The teretz is, you have your neighbor's money. That's the answer, the emes answer. The emes answer why a person has more money than he needs. He has money, he doesn't know what to do. The people that have money don't know what to do with it. I can tell them what to do with their money. But they don't know, people say, he has so much money, he doesn't know what to do with his money. So what's he doing with his money, Taka? And why should he have so much money? He doesn't know what to do with his money. Why should he have it for? What's the purpose of having so much money for? The teretz is, Hashem wants it to refine us on you. So what's the pshat of us then? Because the Kodesh Baruch Hu made a world, oylam chesed yibana, that chesed should be done constantly. So everybody have what they need, there was no chesed. You have what you need, he has what he needs. The Kodesh Baruch Hu made a world of us. This emes hashkafa, pure hashkafa is our Torah. God made a world that he has a little bit more, he has a little less, that we should share. We should give. People should be givers. Everybody has something that he doesn't have. What does the Ani have? Maybe he has knowledge. Chochmah. And the person that's giving might not have so much chochmah. So this guy gives of his chochmah. The Mara says, ain't Ani b'daz. Is it Ani also in daz? So that guy teaches him Torah. So he's also giving. Everybody has some areas we're getting differently. We have all my Lord. Everybody have to know that the other person doesn't have. In our job, why do we have so much of that? Why is this person such a big Talmud Chacha? Because he has to give it over and part it to others. Why does this person have so much money? Give it out to others. That's what the Kodesh Baruch Hu wants you to do it. He has so much money, he doesn't know what to do. I tell you what he's supposed to do. He's supposed to give it to others. This guy has this that the other guy doesn't have. Hashem made the whole world that way. Now we have to come on to somebody else because God wanted a world of giving. That we should learn to give whatever we have for others. And if we don't do that, so we're missing the point that we're doing in this world of this. Man, the Chaim Lushen writes it, and we said it over, man was created for everybody, to help, for other people of us. That's what you were created for. You're not created for yourselves. We're created to go out and help others, give to others, care about others, take care of others. This is our topic. I suggest that everybody has a spare time, especially to read that book of us. There's no one who can't get turned on to realize what it means to care about others of us. To care about another individual. Somebody that you don't know. Okay, maybe my friend, my roommate, I'll be like, you don't know. To care about them. To really care about what's going on in that guy's life. To take care of his problem of us. You know, we hear something, okay, we move on it. You know, pass the tortilla chip and move on. That's not how it's supposed to be. We're supposed to care about others. Understand what their needs and try if we can. Listen, we can't. Maybe somebody else. Maybe we know somebody who can. But we can't walk around this world and think that we only created what's going to be, how much food I'm going to get, and how much I'm going to do, and this, everything, me, myself, and all of us. This is faith! The person is created to understand the needs of others and to do something about it. If you don't understand, you're missing the point of what you're doing in this world. Find a different world. That's not the purpose of this world. Everything is about giving. If you understand that, you saw it, you want to give in the right way, you want to give, you're doing me the favor. That's what we say. That's what we're doing this week's parashah. Chesed, you're doing me a favor by taking it. That's how Swami grows. And you look at the book he made them, the people gave. I once had that opportunity. You go someplace, these freedom to give money. You know, they give you some. You know, they write you a check finally after 25 minutes about your money. Said this, blah. Finally, write you 116,000 times to get them. Finally, can only come to give you a check for $72. That had to worth spend 50,000 hours trying to get you. At the end of the day, I'm not blaming it. Some of them are very busy. Sometimes he's just pushing you off. What's he pushing you off to give you the $50 check? Just write the check already. And at the end of the day, he makes you feel that like mama's like a beggar. Come to his door and finally come in. And this, but I come across Balabatam sometimes. If I say, thank you for coming. I want to remember in Toronto, my dog was. He gave a very nice check. I think it was $750, whatever. He gave a nice check. He said, thank you for coming. Thank you for coming. And then Shlomi goes to be the honor, because he made he was very mocking. Don't call them schnorrers. Why are they called schnorrers? That's a terrible thing. They have in our brain. They call them schnorrers. You know what schnorrer sounds like? A piece of dirt on the ground. He's a schnorrer. Oh, there's a schnorrer at the door. Why is he a schnorrer? What is he a schnorrer for? He's not a schnorrer. He's here coming to help you fill your tafkid achayimus. And that's what a real person believes that. And the Shlomi goes, thank you for coming. I so much appreciate you came. I want to give you more if I can. But if I can't, I'll try to do it better. I thought one was yeshiva. This is what I can give you now. But pressure me to give you more. Who says such a thing in this? Pressure me, keep pushing me to give you more. Who says such a thing? That's the only person that wants to give. That feels that you are doing him the favor. Otherwise he wouldn't say pressure me. That's what this word of the parasha is. You want me to do the favor. You want me to give. You want me to give. I want to give. You're doing me a favor by taking it. When Rosh Hashivas have to walk around, and people have to walk around mamish like dread the earth until they get about, oh, have to come look at a certain face. He looks like he doesn't want to give you. Oh, you're calling me pressure. They see your face right away. Oh, he's here again. There he is again. The schnarr is back. He starts to go to the other side of the base. Man, he tries to avoid you. And then, like a certain type of face, he looks and turns away. If you can't give, you can't go, oh, listen, I'm sorry, I'd love to give you, man. The greatest day, I remember, whenever I'm walking in America, everybody greets me so kind on Shabbos. Wow, Shabbos. Yeah, but Shabbos you can't collect. So during the week, like, I don't know if they see him. I said, can't play. There's a lot of collectors out there. Shlomi Grosh would say, don't call them schnorrers, call them gabbed stalkers. The gabbed stalkers, the collecting stalker. At the end of the day, Rabbi said, Rabbi says, stalkers mustn't say tzedek. Right. What's the right thing? The right thing is to give him because you have more, because it's his money. It's really his money. You have his money. You're supposed to be giving it. That's why it's called stalker. It's said that. Right. What's righteous? What's the right thing? To give it to him because you have his money. You're a gabbai for his money. You got extra money because your neighbor has less. You're supposed to help him out. Because we have to understand this word. It's not just a word. It's not just a nice union. This is the task we're doing here. If not, find some other world. Go be shot to the moon and stay on the moon. On the moon, there's no other people. You can live there alone and eat grass. Be shot up to the moon yourself and live on the moon yourself. But if you're creating a world with other people, your task in the world is to make it a better place for those people. And that means making them feel that you're doing the favor by giving them the chesed. This is the lesson we have to learn. It's so important, Rabbi Yisrael. Everybody has to get. That's why Sunday nights you've got to come, Rabbi Yisrael. I want everybody here Sunday night. We're filling up later. That's it. We're going to fill up. And the guys are going to come Sunday night to get to learn what chesed means, what caring about, or respect about others, Rabbi Yisrael. If people have to walk around here and tell me that people are not respectful, is disgusting. A yeshiva, and it should be on tape, and that's for the yeshiva. But the mice be in yeshiva. And yeshiva, that's respect for us, one another. That's the first chesed we can do with each other. To learn to respect each person of us, for who he is. That's also part of chesed. Chesed is taking care of the needs. His need is you respect him for who he is and what he is. And show respect for each and every person here, Rabbi Yisrael. We should be zochah to understand this, Rabbi Yisrael. If we understand this, we'll have a happy life. I was speaking to a Talmud, somebody on the phone recently. He told me he started getting involved in Tum Chay Shabbos. not taking from Don Hashanah, I was giving to Don Hashanah. And he told me he feels happy. I said, of course you feel happy. When you give, you feel happy with us. When you give, you'll feel happy. If you try it, you'll like it, you'll see it. Listen. You start to learn to give to others, whether it's in Chachma, whether it's in every way you hang. You learn to give as much as you can, you're going to be the happiest person in the world. You learn to take and take and take, you'll end up being a very sour person, listen. Because you're going to start becoming self-centered and more self-centered, and you're never going to get anywhere. Learn to give, and you'll have happiness in life.